Thank you for joining us today here at the CGMF Prayer Line and Devotion. Turn with me to the book of Job, chapter 9. I want to talk to you for a few moments about our arbiter in heaven, or Jesus, the go-between, or lawyer, who has interceded for us. But let's look at Job, chapter 9, verse 33 through verse 35. Oh, that there were a mediator between us. Oh, that there were a mediator between us. Who is he talking about? He's talking about between him and the Lord. He would lay his hand on both of us, remove his rod from me, so his fury wouldn't frighten me. Then I would speak, unafraid, for I am not that way. Job here is talking about wishing he had a mediator between him and the Father. Later on in the scriptures, as we talk about the new covenant, and Jesus Christ, the Messiah, coming on the scene and becoming the go-between, the gift from God to become the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. He becomes, as he ascends or finds himself ascending into heaven, as the person sitting at the right hand of the Father, he becomes the go-between. He becomes our lawyer in heaven. The one that Job, in a sense, alludes to or wishes he had here in Job chapter 9. I'm so thankful that today we have an arbiter. We have someone to state for us, hey, they've been washed by the blood. They've been sanctified by the Spirit. I have forgiven them of their sins. I have come into the hard life. I've made a way for them. And to be the go-between between what we consider our punishment and what we deserve and that which we receive by grace and the mercy of God, and have access to by the blood of Jesus, relationship with God, cleansing between us and God, a hope for the future. Job didn't have that back here in Job chapter 9. He didn't have Jesus Christ to come on the scene and help him. That stage had not taken place. That opportunity of redemption in that way, shape, and form and covenant had not transpired. The best he could do was to go and try to make repentance before God in whatever way and sacrifice he could. But yet, as you can tell from reading the book of Job, especially from the 6th through the 9th chapter, you understand this man's emotional, physical, and otherwise agony over everything that's gone on when he can't picture what have I done wrong between me and my relationship to God. There are times when we doubt ourselves. There are times when we become weak. There are times when we can't seem to get through certain things, and we allow circumstances or even the condemnation of others to get the best of us. I want you to know you have an arbiter. You have a Lord who can tell you, hey, I've sanctified you. I've cleansed you. I have made a way for you. Now walk in the power that I've given you to become the child of God, to be filled with my Spirit that can give you the characteristics of God, give you the ability to overcome sin, give you the strength and wisdom to know how to apply the Word of God and see my fruit bear witness in your life. That's what Christ wants us to attain to. That's what he has given us and empowered us with to become the sons and daughters of God. But how we appropriate that, how we take that into our lives and utilize those gifts, those tools of the Lord, are up to us. Today, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know the circumstances. You might be looking for an arbiter. Jesus Christ is there. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's already made a way for you. Job was looking for Jesus, in a sense, in Job chapter 9. Today, you have that comforter. Today, you have that throne of grace that you can approach because Jesus is sitting at that throne. He has made a way for us. And he is the arbiter between you and the will of the Father to see the work and the fruit of eternity and blessings of the now in your life today. You can walk in the grace of God, but you've got to give God a chance to apply his grace in your life. But don't allow yourself to sit in condemnation today. Don't allow yourself to sit in doubt today. Don't allow yourself to sit in the negative today. Recline in the presence of God. Choose the Lord. Allow him to minister to you and receive the power of his Holy Spirit to come and to give you the ability to raise up as wings of eagles and begin to soar afresh in the grace of God and the winds of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I pray for each and every one who's called in today to the prayer line. I pray the touch of the Holy Spirit to minister to them and let them know afresh today that they have an arbiter. They have a lawyer in heaven. And Jesus Christ has made a way and given them access afresh to God, and also will stand in the gap for them as they walk in the power of his love and allow themselves to pass through the cross, through repentance and the grace of God, to receive the mercy and the grace and the power of God's love. I pray, God, right now that you would touch each everyone that is called in. And whatever their point of need is, whether it's healing, forgiveness, help with a loved one, relational, I pray that God, you'll reach out to them as they speak that need and put that before the Lord. I pray you'll touch them today. I pray that you'll make a way for them. You'll take away that burden. You'll take away that rod of doubt and fear and fury and replace it with the staff of the Lord, the shepherd, guiding them into hope and love and confident life today in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. Father, touch us today. Give us help that we might honor you and to give you praise. Let this day be one where we can be filled with the goodness of God and touch someone's life in a special way. Help us at work and at home and in all our labors to bear witness of the Lord. And God, those financial difficulties, I pray that you'll put aside, and God, you would prepare a way and be our source of total supply. Thank you, Lord, for your love in Jesus' name and all that you made available to us. Thank you, Lord. Bless this day to the glory of our Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you for calling in today. I pray that there was something within the fabric of this message that weaved in your life, something that will attach itself and to see the blessings and the pleasure of the Lord. If you need to reach us at CGMF, you can do so by calling us at 646-926-0401, or you can email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. Thank you for being with us today. God bless you. Have a great day in Jesus.